A Skagway Assembly member pleads guilty to federal tax charges in Juneau Court. And repression and jealousy take the stage in the Haynes production of The House of Bernarda Alba. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Sentencing is planned for May for a Skagway Borough Assembly member and businessman convicted of failing to timely file income tax returns. 60-year-old Dan Henry, operator of the Skagway Fish Company, pled guilty to four misdemeanor charges Tuesday morning in U.S. District Court in Juneau. He could spend 8 to 24 months in prison and be ordered to pay $660,000 in restitution to the Internal Revenue Service. Henry declined to comment when leaving the courtroom and said he would decide about his future with the Skagway Assembly after he returns home. After months of quiet on the long-term outlook for the crumbling Lutac dock in Haynes, progress is being made. Interim Borough Manager Brad Ryan and Harbor Master Sean Bell gave a draft request for proposals to the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee recently. The borough is looking for prospective consultants to submit three conceptual designs for consideration. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
The draft RFP outlines three design options sought from potential candidates for under $100,000. The first option would be to keep the dock size the same, but see a new dock face outside the current wall. The second option would demolish the whole dock and replace it with one matching the current size and capability. The third option would be left up to the engineers to come up with their own recommendations. The borough is waiting for the draft to be reviewed by the Port and Harbor Group before moving forward. There's no deadline attached to the draft RFP. Ryan says at the very least, the borough is looking to address the current issues with the dock and provide the ability to expand in the future. He told the Harbor Committee they're hoping to use the existing footprint.
We should see at least three options, and then we're driving what we want after we see that. So it may be not a demo, and we just build outside. That's fine if that's the most economical and we get the best bang for our buck. It may be that we just tie it in with cables and fill it in. I don't know. I'm not an engineer. What I hope to see is three options that have been explored at least enough to make an intelligent decision to move forward.
The draft outlines a few priorities when it comes to the dock, including securing and maintaining the integrity and functionality of the existing facility and providing the option for future expansion, all with a healthy life expectancy. The current port is, quote, living on borrowed time. That's according to an inspection and assessment completed by P&D engineers nearly 2 years ago. The report also states that, quote, the structure has reached the end of credible 60-year service life, end quote. As for funding for the project, the Lutac dock is among the borough's top legislative priorities, but it's unlikely the state will give money to Haynes for both the decrepit sewage treatment plant and the Lutac dock.
My experience is, if you got a solid design, it's a lot easier to go chasing money after that.
Engineering firms vying for the job will get scored up to 100 points on specific criteria, including cost, quality of the proposal, overall experience, and whether they're local. Local bidders get 5 points. The next Port and Harbor Advisory Committee meeting is February 25th at 10:30 a.m. In Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.
A cast of 20 Haynes women hope to transport audiences to 1930s Spain this weekend. The House of Bernarda Alba from playwright Federico García Lorca takes the Chilcot Center stage in a performance directed by Todd Siebens.
Let me go out, Mother, please.
Let you go out? I will, after I've taken the powder off of your face, you spineless, painted hussy.
The House of Bernarda Alba is a play filled with repression and jealousy. Matriarch Bernarda's husband dies just before the beginning of the play, and she imposes an 8-year mourning period on her family. It effectively traps her 5 daughters in the house.
I'm trying to keep them virtuous.
Judith McDermid plays Bernarda.
And so I want them to have good reputations. I want to keep my reputation and the reputation of this house. And in order to do that, I have to be very strict. Until I go out of this house feet first, I'll give the orders for me and for you.
You have these 5 women who can't leave the house for 8 years because their father has died.
Madeline Wittick plays Magdalena, the second oldest of Bernarda's daughters. One way for the women to escape the house is marriage. And the oldest daughter, Angustias, is being courted by a handsome young man named Pepe El Romano.
I mean about Pepe El Romano.
Ah.
The oldest one is being courted, who we probably don't think is the best one for him, but she's the one who's being courted by him, and it's like the only ticket out of the house.
Jealousy over Angustias and Pepe's courtship is one of the main tensions in the play.
Angustias is our sister, but we're her family here, and we all know that she's old and sickly and has always been the least attractive one of us. Because if she looked like a dressed-up stick at 20, what can she look like now that she's 40?
While sisters Magdalena, Amelia, and Martirio gossip about the courtship, it's the youngest, 20-year-old Adela, who is most devastated.
I'm thinking that this mourning has come at the worst possible time in my life for me to bear it.
You'll get used to it.
I will not get used to it!
Adela is played by Gina Randles.
I mean, she wants her life to go a certain way. She wants the great romance, and she found out that she has to spend 8 years in her house with her family because of mourning. Her father died and everything, and I think it's really putting a damper on all of her plans.
Director Todd Siebens found the 1936 drama in a Gustavus secondhand store. It was in a book with 9 other plays, but he says this one jumped out at him.
I liked the complexity of it. I liked the different themes that it had. It has several different themes in it. I loved Lorca's writing, although this was a translation. Just the way it flows, he's very poetic in a lot of the phrases he uses in this play.
And the cast is all women. Siebens has directed plays in Haynes for 20 years, and he says it's always a struggle to find men who want to be on stage. But even though there are no men in the play, their presence is still felt. Here's Wittig. Yeah.
You certainly feel them, especially through what Bernarda is telling the daughters to do and what is expected of them. And you feel the male hand through the whole play, even though none of them are seen.
After hearing about the captivity the daughters suffer through in Bernarda Alba's house, I had one question.
So do any of the daughters escape this confinement?
One daughter does, but we can't say how.
He says to find out, you'll have to see the play. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 1 p.m. in the Chilcat Center for the Arts. The third grade class from Haynes School took a trip out the highway last week to get a taste of Alaska's state sport. Musher Jim Stanford has raced and run his sled dogs all over Alaska, and now he and his wife Deb share their passion for mushing with school groups in the winter. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has this audio postcard.
I'm Jim Stanford. I know a lot of you, some of you I don't know. I live in the Mosquito Lake area for 25 years. That's my wife, Deb. My family and I have been doing sled dogs for over 25 years, and it's an absolutely wonderful sport. It has been done in Alaska for 200 or 300 years. It's the way Alaska Natives got around this state. There was no roads. Okay, how about if we have all the kids over there, and then I want the two biggest kids in the sled.
You guys stay. You stay. Who's going, guys?
Okay.
Take three again if you want.
Favorite dog is JoJo and Danny.
Yeah, Trixie and Lacey are nice.
Look at how good this one's being.
It's fun for the kids. Very fun.
I see that I did a ride a lot on the TV.
When I was very small, I used to get to see the dogs and one of the famous people who mushed I got to see.
I do. I get more out of this than the kids. There's something about kids and dogs that just kind of go together.
It was really fun because you could cooperate with the dogs and see how they work when they have all these emotions and they don't know how to express them, and so that it Iditarod and all of these fun things that we get to do. It's exercise and fun for them too. And it was a 9 out of 10. A dog pooped, so that's why it's a 9 out of 10.
That was the third grade class from Haines taking a ride in a dog sled with musher Jim Stanford. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.